And if you meet someone during the early part of the day, what do you say is a greeting?
Good morning.
How long does morning last?
Until 12 noon.
And then what do you have?
Then you have the afternoon.
How long does that last?
Until 6 p.m.
And then what?
Good evening.
How long does the evening last?
Till midnight.
And if you were leaving someone at about 11 o'clock in the day, would you say anything? Any expression you have?
Just goodbye, see you later.
What about good day?
No, wouldn't use that.
What about if you're leaving somebody's house after dark?
I'd tell them good night.
And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody.
What time is it?
And you'd look at your
watch or clock.
And if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock?
It'd be 7:30.
Or you call it half?
Half past 7, 7:30.
And 15 minutes later than that would be?
A quarter to 8.
And if you'd been doing something for a long time, you'd say, I've been doing that for quite a...
For quite a while.
And 1974 was last year, 1975.
This year.
And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly...
Same time last year.
Or how long?
1 year ago.
And talking about how tall rooms are, you'd say this room's about...
8 foot tall.
And if a child...
Has an 8 foot ceiling.
If a child just had his third birthday, he's...
Three. 3 years old.
And talk about the weather. You'd look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black...
Clouds.
And on a day when the sun is shining and you don't see any clouds...
Then it's a clear day.
What about just the opposite?
When it's real cloudy, it's a cloudy day.
Or it's real dark and overcast, it's a... What kind of day?
It's cloudy, it's muggy.
And if the clouds are getting thicker and you think you're going to have some rain in a little while, you say the weather is...
It's clouding up.
Do you ever say it's changing?
Yeah, the weather's changing.
Does changing mean it's getting worse or it's getting better or what?
It's just changing. It's not going to stay the same.
If the clouds pull away, you'd say it looks like
it's clearing up.
Hmm?
It's clearing up.
And a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down.
It's a downpour.
Any other name?
Well, there's always the one we always use. It's a cherry floater. usually it's a downpour.
What if there's thunder and lightning in it?
Then it's a thunderstorm.
And if it's raining but not too hard, it's a...
It's a shower or drizzling.
What's the difference?
Drizzling is just sort of an all-day affair where it's just a slow rain that's heavier than a mist. A shower is something that comes along and passes through in, say, anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes.
What if there's just a few drops coming down?
That's a mist.
Or
it's misting rain.
What about a sprinkle?
It's sprinkling then.
What's the difference?
A sprinkle has more drops than a mist.
What if you get up in the morning and can't see across the road? You call that a...
Fog.
And a day like that would be a...
Foggy day.
Huh?
A foggy day.
Okay. And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you're having...
A drought.
And what do you call the real hard winds that come in out of the Gulf?
The hurricanes? Those kind? The bad ones? Okay, hurricanes.